What's up, y'all? It's Jesse Reyes, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show.
I'm feeling very relieved today. Let me explain why. Good morning. It's The Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so my mom left the house, which I'm sad about, but in a way kind of happy about because I can catch up with everything I needed to do. And I had been procrastinating. I had been putting things off, and that's not my way. When I put things off, they stay in my head. Oh. You need to do this. You need to do this. I'll wake up, yeah. 1 a.m. You didn't do this. You should do it tomorrow. You should do it. So I did it. I finally took care of some things I needed to take care of. I washed all the bedding. I cleaned all the laundry room. I fixed my hair. Not the hair in my head. The hair in my bag. My hair extensions. Which took... That took like 2 hours, right?
Between, yeah, her doing that and then the cat messing with it. It was a lot.
Oh my gosh.
It was a process.
Oh yeah, imagine that's a...
My cat was trying to take off with my extensions.
Well, if you're a cat, that does look like a fun toy.
He wanted to lay on them and I had to cut them and tone them and straighten them and then put all kinds of stuff in there.
Even for the fake hair?
It's not fake.
Your fake hair gets frizzy too?
It's real person's hair.
Yeah, not your hair.
No, I bought it.
Isn't it horse hair?
Okay. No, it's my hair.
Oh, what do you mean it's your hair?
I paid for it, DJ Automatic. It's my hair.
The rifle owner, but now.
And it is human hair. What are you talking about, horse hair?
I don't know what it is. I've never used it before.
Well, the cat obviously knows because the cat's like, let me get in there. But I feel better because anytime I put things off, it just weighs so heavy on me.
Oh, no.
Just go ahead and say it. I know what you're going to say because she's going to say that I'm a procrastinator and that I have paperwork that I need to do. And she's been staring at it for the last 2 days. And she's like, why haven't you done it? And I'll just tell everybody right now, the reason I haven't done it is because I have to bill somebody, and I'm going to bill them at the end of the week. There you go, Dana.
I want my money now.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know. How are you procrastinating making money?
Okay, so DJ Automatic was right. That's what we were getting at when you opened up with the...
I just brought it up because he's the king of procrastination. You know, it's always mañana, tomorrow, mañana.
It's not that. It's that, do you want to send two emails or just one email? And that one email accomplishes everything, so you don't have to start an email chain, which becomes very confusing.
And you need a couple days to compose one email?
I'm just asking.
Is that what we're doing? I haven't done
the event. I'm doing the event.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she was like, just send them the bill before you do the event. And I was like, that doesn't work in my world.
Not trying to sass. Just trying to ask. But
you see how defensive he is.
Can you imagine sending a billing for a comedy show that you haven't done yet?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes,
you
that's what you
bill people
do.
Before you work. Once I'll get a deposit.
Automatic. Once you sign the contract, it's done. You are a procrastinator. The amount of time that you've spent on this one thing.
Because I feel a little guilty about
because
it.
Because you are procrastinating. This is one thing. I was barely going to say anything. He's fighting it because he's so guilty. You know, dog barks first. This guy just barked for like 2 minutes.
I was more focused on Dana's duvet and her hair.
I'm doing my hair over here. I'm getting stuff done. Right. I'm sleeping better.
I already know what she's gonna say.
Oh man, yeah. Well, now we're here, so let's get it done. The hair is laid out, and I think we're good to go on everything else.
He literally talked for like a minute and a half. I'm like, settle down. Nobody even knows what you're talking about. The procrastination for me, you got to get it done now. My grandmother used to say, if it's good enough to do tomorrow, why aren't you doing it today?
Because sometimes, man, sitting back and just waiting feels good.
Why? Waiting doesn't
I haven't done the event.
It's not that. It's everything. You're talking about one thing. You always wait until the last minute to do something or until it's late.
Do I get paid?
Late.
Do I have more money in my account than you do?
Uh-oh.
That's another topic. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today is National Hydration Day.
Oh, stay hydrated. It's officially summer. You know, you can go a month without eating. You can't do that without water. So keep it wet. All right.
Oh, that sounded wild.
Keep it wet, huh?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have this brand new swimsuit that I bought, and it's in a drawer, and I haven't tried it on yet because I know I'm not ready. Oh. I know I'm not ready because my pants don't fit quite right.
And by
the way, I'm thin, just to let you know. I'm not sitting here saying anything other than the fact I know I'm thin because I used to be a little heavier, a little fluffier than I am now. But I'm not right. And I always have this fear of going back there because I used to be 60 pounds heavier, a little more than 60 pounds heavier. So anytime my pants don't fit right, I go, no, what's happening? So I saw this cute bikini. I said, no, I'm not going to try it on yet. Not yet. But I will eventually get it out when I come to terms with the fact that I'm just eating a little bit too much. Otto and I have just been consuming a little too much food because we are getting our workout on.
Working out probably more than I have at least in the last 3 years.
And yes.
For some reason, I just keep getting on the scale and it keeps going up and up and up.
Well, we know what it is. We're sitting carbs. After we work out.
Dots, pretzels. Oh. They're the downfall of me.
What? Yeah. No, not the weight gain by pretzels.
Yeah,
no.
Weight gain by pretzels. What a horrible way to gain weight, right?
Same for you, Dana?
And pretzels, tortillas, enchiladas.
Oh, that's the other thing. I switched from corn tortillas to flour tortillas.
Honey,
again.
Gosh.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. I mean, way more delicious world, but
I like corn tortillas. I need a mercado, like a place that makes them homemade, because I don't make homemade tortillas. So I don't like the store bought ones. So we get some. Flour is good.
Which are good, yeah.
I do have a proposition for you, Dana, because this weekend I went belt shopping, and there's nothing more humbling as a grown adult than belt shopping.
Did you buy a nice belt where they plug it for you?
Not even at all, bro. I went to grab my normal size. I'm not going to disclose that. And I put it on. I was like, oh, hell no.
Was it a little snug?
I looked at the homie at Ross, and I was like, hey, I think this belt's like mislabeled, bro. And he's like, nope, that's
no,
it. He's like, you might want to grab the other one behind it.
Oh my god.
Did it have a four in it?
It didn't have a four. That's a long way for me. And when I put it on, I was like, nah, this ain't going to fit. No way. And it did. That was the moment where I realized.
Are you up to the 36 or 38?
Yeah, that's where.
Oh my god.
But that 38 is holding on tight, dog. Like, I need a love life as strong as that belt loop. But
that's what, you know what? I'll be honest. Automatic stepped on the scale. We both did at the gym. And he said,
like, it's got to be wrong.
He told me it's wrong.
I was like, oh, this scale's broken.
And I said, it is not.
And so I went upstairs and I got an R scale, which I hadn't done for a while. And I was like, wait, it says the same number.
Dang. And here's my thing, Anthony. And you did it. You went to Ross. You got your belt. I don't want to buy bigger clothes. I used to do that. I'd be like, oh, I'll just go up a little bit. Before I knew it, I'd gone up like 10 sizes. And I had all these different levels of clothes. Even my shoe size went up, I swear. So if I buy a bigger one, dude, I'm going to get comfortable. I can't pull up to Ross like you and do that.
My proposition to you to make sure you stay locked in and stay focused is next time you're craving a flour tortilla, you just go put that current swimsuit on.
No!
How you feeling that.
No!
And that's what I do now. I have my belt of shame looking up there. I'm like, I'm going to get out of
That's a great idea.
I'm going to get out of you.
I have my t-shirt tester is what I call it. And I haven't even put on the t-shirt tester.
You won't even try it on automatic?
Oh, I blew past all my t-shirt testers.
No.
Sure, dude.
I can't even imagine trying to eat a tortilla in that bikini. It's not happening. You know what, though? It is just about discipline, giving yourself some grace. It takes time. I got to recognize what I'm doing wrong and turn it around, right?
There you go.
Change it right now. No more dots. What should we snack on automatically?
I don't know. It just needs to be smaller portion sizes.
Good idea.
That's the main thing for me.
One dot, not one bag.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you want a free psychic reading, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. And of course, we're getting our spiritual forecast for the week. Welcome, Sir Madi. It's time for What's Your Sign?
Good morning. What's up?
I am feeling so good. And for some reason, I feel a little better this week. I don't know that I should, though.
You called it last week.
So before we get our spiritual forecast for the week, you said someone listening to the show right now needs a special message. So what is that message?
Mm-hmm. What I'm picking up on, and the message I'm just going to deliver as if I'm talking directly to you. It's okay to begin again. You're not failing by choosing yourself. So even if others don't understand that, you're at a pivotal point in your life right now where you're not here to fit other people's expectations. You have to choose yourself at the end of the day. And whatever this crossroad is, yes, it's confusing and all that, but it's really kind of like a portal, if you want to look at it like that, where you're going to walk through into a new reality. And I know you have like all these promises, not even promises, it's like unspoken promises to other people. But really, the ultimate promise is the one you have to keep to yourself. You have to do what's true to you. And right now, you're being called to maybe disappoint a few people, and that it's okay to do that, because ultimately, you have to be there for you.
How can you be your strongest self if everybody is weighing you down? And
yes.
Sometimes people don't see that or don't care because you're giving and giving and giving. It's time for you to focus on you.
Exactly. And right now, this person really does need to hear that this is the beginning of a new life.
Thank you so much, Mari, for that lesson. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week?
Well, I did write a post in the month of May that talked about June and July specifically being really difficult months energetically. Okay. And this specific week, we have a new moon in the part of the sky that is considered the teardrop. It means that we're really being pressured and shaken from our heart space. So this can bring a little bit of exhaustion, a little bit of noise to our mind, but we're here to remember what's true to us. When we're under pressure, that's when we really define what matters the most, because everything else doesn't matter. And so this new moon is really here, kind of like a storm. And that's really where the part of the sky, it's considered like the teardrop, AKA like the storm, because it's a lot of water energy. So emotions, we're going to feel a bit of anxiety, maybe some grief, but it's the medicine that we need to be wiser, to know what matters most, and everything else can fall through the wayside. And we need to recommit from that place, not from a place of survival, but from a place of reverence to our true selves.
So even though it's difficult, welcome it in, because it's necessary.
Yes. Yes, every single thing in the sky astrologically is really there to purify our soul. So yes, there's going to be difficulties, but there's also going to be bright times. So right now we just happen to be in this area of the sky that is difficult, and we just kind of have to push through it, and not necessarily just to get through it, but really absorb it and learn the lessons that this has for you right now.
All right, Mari, thank you so much for that. If you would like a psychic reading, once again, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. You can also reach out to Seer Mari and have a one-on-one reading done at Illis Divinity on Instagram. Follow her. And as usual, Mari, I know this is a little bit of a difficult spiritual forecast, but you're always honest and you're always so on point. So we thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Love you.
I love you guys. Love you guys too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember, Chris Brown was recently incarcerated in the UK because of a past charge. You know, he went a couple of years. He's back in court. This time, he went on his own accord to make an appearance. He's wearing a navy blue suit, black tie, looking very right, you know, showing up, facing the judge, and pleaded not guilty to assault. Now, according to this person who claims Chris Brown, I guess, hit him over the head with a bottle and then proceeded to kick him, break ribs, like all these things, said that his whole entourage attacked him. According to him, he's like, this man has no remorse and he wants him to go to jail. He doesn't even want any money. I'm thinking if he offers him some money, I'm serious, he'll take a check.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think that's what he says? He doesn't. When you're throwing that out there like that.
Yeah, when you're saying that, he's like, I don't want
any money, but $250,000 was like right in my bank account.
One bottle.
Every time you say, I don't want money, we know what you want, dog.
Because Chris Brown's got the money. I didn't realize he's out on bail. It's $6.2 million. Cash. It was no like 10% bond like they do here in the States.
Chris Brown has been famous for a very long time and had a successful music career for a very long time. He's got some money.
If he wants to come punch me, he can do that. I'll take that money.
No, Anthony, he's a big dude.
Look, this guy's about to get $1 million. I'll take it.
Okay, for $250,000.
How did we just go from $250,000 to $1 million? Now we might as well just go for all six.
Because now that we know he paid $6.2 million, it's like $1 million's nothing. But will they drop the charges? Because the London prosecution is angry that he left and he wouldn't come back. But he's following now. He's there. He's in court. Drop the charges. Give the guy $1 million. It's over, right?
Yeah, this is one of those things that money can fix if you're somebody of the stature.
I'm with you,
and
you can, you know, I'll take a punch for $1 million.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's a new beef in the world of hip-hop. This time, Pusha T is pushing back on Travis Scott. And if you remember the Pusha T-Drake beef, Travis Scott probably needs to be careful.
Ooh.
Now, I will say, though, after hearing Pusha T discuss this, what was the podcast he was on?
He was on the New York Times podcast.
Okay, so he was talking to the New York Times. He explains he's in the studio with Pharrell, and then here comes Travis.
He's shameless. It all came from actually being in Paris through carrying the, you know, the Utopia briefcase, right. You know, doing his whole spiel. The next day, the meltdown verse comes on.
I melt down a chain that I bought from your boss.
You know,
Drake on Travis Scott talking about melting Pharrell's jewelry
and all of that. Yeah. I don't take it as personal as I should. It's Travis. He's harmless. Just, I took it there.
Her utopia had moved right up the street, and her lip gloss was popping. She ain't need you to eat.
Woo! So he's like, threw a little Kylie Jenner shade in there. And the story behind this is, Pusha T's in the studio with Pharrell. He plays Pharrell and Pusha T the entire album. Oh, but he left that verse off, which was Drake dissing Pharrell. Which Pusha's like, that's sneaky, and it's backstabbing, and it's not cool. Travis Scott has been accused of this on multiple occasions, of using people, and I don't know what to say about him. Does he care about Pusha T? Probably not.
I think anybody would care when somebody describes your character as kind of, shameless. If anybody says you're a shameless person,
well, you had another word for him, but I can't say it on the radio.
There was a lot in there that we had to edit out.
It is. When Pusha T, there's Kendrick Lamar beef, but when Pusha T wants to diss you, he's very thorough, documented. It's like an HR complaint. When he beeps, he's going to remember everything.
He's putting it in an email. He's writing it down. He's putting it in an email.
His beef start with a subject headline.
Think about it. He broke the news that Drake had a son.
You don't want to be on the bad side of Pusha T.
I wonder about Travis Scott, though, because I did watch a documentary on Netflix, the Astroworld documentary, about the horrible events that unfolded at his concert. It was the third year of the festival. People lost their lives. The way that he reacted, now that I see and I understand what happened, it could have been better. He seemed a little heartless. And so when I hear Pusha T call him shameless, I kind of understand it's more about Travis than anybody else. And I think that's why Kylie Jenner left him. He didn't want to marry her. He has everything. I think he comes first in his life, and that's okay. You just got to know who you're dealing with when it's him, right?
Man, Pusha T should take it to the next level and put Timothy Chalamet in the next video. That's what I'm here for.
I already know he's got something up his sleeve.
Let's do it, dude.
If he puts Timothy Chalamet in his next video, checkmate. Checkmate for real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something super spicy is coming to Wendy's, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. Well, Automatic will tell you all about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Okay, so the first fully robotic heart transplant has taken place. Porfirio Villarreal is the communications manager for Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, and he said that the hospital expects to repeat the procedure with other patients when appropriate. The man who received the heart is 45-year-old Tony Rosales Ibarra, who had advanced heart failure. So far, the robot heart is pumping.
Let's go, dude. This is cool. This is a good breakthrough for medical and heart.
It is.
Conditions.
I'd rather have a robot heart than a pig heart, because don't they sometimes use the pig hearts?
They've been using the clone pig hearts, right?
Yeah, because robot hearts never quit.
Yeah, now.
How do you charge them? I don't know. How does it work?
Is this similar to a pacemaker, right?
I think you're confused. He has a normal heart. The robot transplanted a normal heart into his chest.
Oh.
He doesn't have any kind of animal heart. He has another human heart that was put into his chest.
Man, this ain't no fun.
Yeah, dude, I thought we were one step closer to being like Iron Man.
Yeah, this was not breaking
news. Yeah, I thought we were on the verge of...
Yeah, robots have been performing surgeries for a very long time.
Ah, damn.
Eye surgeries, brain surgeries.
Well, this is the first robotic heart surgery that's ever happened.
I liked my story better.
You just made something up. I don't even know what you were reading.
When you gave me that story about the...
That's why I was like,
mouse.
What is she talking about? When you started talking about pig hearts and everything,
you gave me the story about the mouse that could be moved and what I thought it was a real mouse. Remember the guy that had a chip implanted into his brain that could manipulate a mouse? It turns out it was a computer mouse. Boring. I thought it was like a little mouse. Squeak, squeak. Mm-hmm. I like my stories better. Can we just go with the robot heart?
Dana just makes up stuff.
What do you have for food news, Automatic?
This isn't made up. Wendy's and Takis have teamed up for a spicy chicken sandwich and some fuego fries.
Boring. I'd rather go back to the robot heart.
What are you talking about? These are fuego fries. They're covered in Taki stuff.
Oh, Taki dust?
Yes.
Kind of like Cheeto dust.
Mm.
Man, there's some things I like to lick my fingers for. Doritos, spicy cheese. I like to lick my fingers for that. I like to lick my fingers
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Oh, my God.
That's one of the best finger-licking foods there
is. I actually let it all build up on my finger, certain foods, and then I lick them, and I'm going to put them right back in the bag and keep going. Get them a little wet, whatever I'm eating. I don't care.
Takis is one of those. So.
Yes, exactly. All right. What do we got for National Day, Anthony?
All right. We have National Hydration Day. We're a few days into the summer, so stay hydrated. Keep them water flasks on you.
People always do. I see them now. Like, it's a trend. It really is a big deal. You can go a month without food. You can't do that without water. Yeah. I think our bodies are like what, 70% water? Yeah. Or is that the earth?
My friend, I have a comedian friend named Mal Hall.
You're on one today.
I have a comedian friend, Mal Hall, and he says one thing millennial parents do is overhydrate their kids. He's like, no kids nowadays drink out of water hoses anymore. It's all Stanley
it's
or
true.
Yeti things. Yeah.
Yes, I remember drinking out of the water hose. I doubt most kids have tasted that. Nah. And why did it taste so good to me?
Oh, my God, dude. It hit different, bro.
Delicious.
I drank out of a water fountain at the gym the other day, and I was like, oh, am I going to die?
And you used to drink out of people's hoses and God knows what. Anyway.
We also have National Pink Day or Pink Flamingo Day. Nothing really to this except if you want to wear pink, today's the day to do so. And we'll wrap it up on National Let It Go Day.
So just let go that I made up this whole robotic heart story. Let go that I said the body's 70% water. It's 60% water.
You were close enough.
Yeah, no, not really.
It's 10%. Like closer to 55%, but you know what?
I was more accurate than the heart story.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.